Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
No prophecy, whether past, present, or future, in the Scriptures can be rightly understood apart from the revelation of Christ Jesus as the Redeemer King, who has shed his own blood for the remission of his people's sin and triumphed over death. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When Christ is revealed to the awakened mind of the sons of God, the light shines in the darkness and crooked things are made straight. Blind eyes are opened and deliverance is wrought. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Paul spoke of the principle of perfection, displacing that which is partial, when he wrote to the Corinthians of the superiority of substance over shadow. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. The unfolding of the gospel reveals the purpose of God in giving to his children the many teachings which he provided to the Old Testament saints. Balaam is a mysterious figure in the Old Testament. He is the only person that we know of who has ever had a meaningful conversation with a donkey. Though he was a false prophet of the highest order, yet he spoke much truth concerning the Lord's blessing upon his elect children, even expressing a desire to be like them in death. It is difficult, if not impossible, to ascertain what his error was by simply reading the narrative concerning him in the book of Numbers. It is plainly revealed, however, in Revelation 2:14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast here them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Balaam is an example of a man who is eager to find a way, as he supposed, to overturn the will of God. In this quest, he is not unlike those who exalt the free will of men, making men the sovereign rather than him who sits upon the throne of the heavens. Balaam was so determined to collect a reward from the king of Moab for cursing the children of Israel that he would not stop his efforts to do so, in spite of the Lord's constant reminder to him of the folly of his quest. He ultimately failed to cause God to curse them by his divinations, and even wound up blessing them instead with his prophetic utterances. Since he could not place a curse upon the children of Israel, he ultimately convinced Balak to send Moabite women to seduce them and bring upon them the result of their own sin. In order to teach the children of Israel of their own innate corruption and the terror of the law, the Lord ordered this chain of events. Moralists of all sorts will gasp at the thought of such, but we are certain that nothing can occur in the earth which is not according to the good pleasure of the Lord. We are also equally certain that all events occur to ultimately result in the blessing of the Lord's people. The whole 40-year journey of the nation of Israel in the wilderness was ordained by God for the benefit of his people, even though it did not appear so at the time, even as the prophets of old had no clear understanding of those things which they were led to write, of which salvations the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported to you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. All of the activity of Balaam and the results thereof, including the folly of Israel in worshiping Baal at Peor, occurred for our learning. In these things we are taught the natural propensity of every one of us to depart from the way of the Lord, if he does not restrain us. Just as surely as false prophets and physicians of no value arise in order to turn the eyes of the sons of God away from Christ and him crucified, the Lord will lift up a standard against them. As the plague raged in Israel, the Lord raised up Phinehas, who wielded a javelin to destroy the sin of the Israelites in piercing it at its source. Thus the plague was stayed. There is one of whom Phinehas is but a foreshadow, who has pierced his own body on the tree of Calvary in order to stop the plague of sin and deliver the house of Israel. We speak of him who is the subject of all of the Scriptures from the beginning to the end. He is the Savior of sinners, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Do you believe in him?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.